Where did you grow up?
I grew up in, I was born in Watsonville. For the first 2 years of my life, I was living at on San Miguel Canyon Road across from the Rosser, Lasso Du Campo Ranch. And at, in 1962, my parents brought property in Aromas and we moved to Aromas, which was like 4 miles away.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about growing up in Aromas.
Well, when I grew up in Aromas, there was a population of 408 people. There were two stores, a gas station, a school, which is a school right there. Our farm was 5 acres right downtown Aromas. So we were right downtown Aromas, and literally there were no houses across the street from us, and then there was a school. Until a few years later when people started building across the street and we had a 5-acre farm. Mm. It was a very small town, not very diverse. There were a few Mexican families. There were three Filipino families that I know of, and the rest were Caucasian. But because we grew up there, That was it. 408 people, and we all knew each other. So it was community. It wasn't, you didn't feel, I never felt like an outcast in that town because we were right there, right smack by the school. Hmm. So, you know, our friends were our classmates. The other Filipino families that lived there, the Barbas, we spent time with them, but we all kind of worked in the fields. I mean, it was very, we were farmers.
And what types of activities would you do, like in the fields? How would you work in the fields? Tell me a little bit about that.
See, I think my first job was folding boxes in the garage because we had a little farm stand in the garage. And I think I was like 3 or 4, but you know, we were always in the field. And then it went to picking up strawberry runners when the fields were strawberries. My sister and I moved irrigation pipes. We were up at dawn and outside working, picking whatever we were growing at the time. We had green beans, strawberries, tomatoes, cucumbers. Yeah, the cucumbers we did for a lot of years. And then my parents had the forage out of the garage. So it would be the field to the garage to whatever was necessary to, you know, get the boxes folded, get them ready to go. But we were just little. And of course it was fun because, you know, we thought, oh, okay, for me, folding boxes was fun. I got maybe what, five cents or 3 cents a box. And as you grew up, it got a little bit less fun because it was hard work, and it was work, and we worked every summer, you know, I mean, come home from school, you went out in the field and you worked because it was necessary, or you went, when we got older and we got our work permits, we went to other farms. I mean, it was agriculture around us, so there were like blackberry fields, and we had other farm friends, a Covarrubias family, a Japanese Mexican family. They had fields and we did raspberries, and we would work at the orchards picking up windfall apples during the fall. And it was farm work. It was work.